a new thinning of a Russian opposition leader.
Alexei Navalny's team says a nerve agent has been detected on a bottle of water found in his hotel room, suggesting he was targeted there and not at an airport, as previously speculated. He collapsed on a flight in Russia before being airlifted to Germany. Russia denies involvement in his illness.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the effects of Sally are going to slowly start to fade out. There'll still be a few lingering showers around scattered across the area today. Cloudy with a high temperature up to about 80. Slight chance of showers tonight and Friday. They'll be widely scattered. Overnight low 68, up to about 81 tomorrow. Our weekend temperatures are very comfortable. High in the upper 70s Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll leave in a small chance, just a tiny chance both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Impacts from Hurricane Sally are being felt across central and south Alabama. Several roads are closed because of flooding in the city of Troy. City streets have been closed in Andalusia and Opp, and Crenshaw and Covington County roads have also been shut down. Pike County officials have deemed their roads impassable until they can be inspected. There are 160,000 power outages across the state, according to the latest update from Alabama Power. There are at least 25,000 outages in central Alabama. And Denmark's Mountaintop Industries announced they will open a new manufacturing facility in Montgomery. Mountaintop Industries makes aluminum roll covers for pickup trucks. The new Montgomery facility will create 90 full-time jobs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details. Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, not exactly Dan Morris, but you've got April Marie still filling in for him with Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble. We have two callers on the line before we get to the next topic. Hello, Tom. How's it going?
How you doing, April?
Doing well.
I want to, I think I speak for everybody that's listening right now that I think we should get your own stage, your own show on this radio station.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you have a double first name. My sister has the same thing. Her name is Mary Ellen. When she was in school, you know, my mom would get calls from the teacher complaining that my sister wouldn't answer when they called her, you know. And my mom said, well, what do you call her? And they say, Mary. Well, no, her name is Mary Ellen. You know, I don't know if you ever had that happen.
I try to be very polite at first, but some people who do it just, and they know I go by April Marie, but still call me April. You can't see me right now, but I just kind of have this scowl, like, you know better, right?
You got to get over it, April.
Joey Clark.
If you look at my name tag, it says April Marie. It doesn't say April.
Well, and it's April with a Y. I'm always entertained by people who email me, and you have to type in the email address, right? So the email address is APRYLMARIE, and then they go, hey, April, APRIL, and I'm like, you just typed the Y. Why would my email address have a Y if my name is spelled with an I? I don't understand. Did you have thoughts on the ICE situation or the tax issue we were discussing?
Well, I was just thinking that they say, we're going to take money from the rich and give it to the poor and all this. We're going to spread it around evenly. Yeah, the Democrats will get all the money, and just that's even. We'll get spread it all out to all the Democrats, and then the Republicans will, whatever. You get scraps, whatever's left over. You can't really spread it around evenly to anybody, Some people are going to get more than others, and, that's the way I look at it. I just think, you can't ever really be fair.
Well, when you're talking about fairness is so subjective, first off. But the government has never spent any taxpayer's dollar better than the taxpayer themselves would when it comes to issues that need to be addressed. The programs that our government has started that are failing, that continue to go on, the bureaucracies that have grown over the years, there are so many ways in which our government has chosen to spend money poorly. It's mind-boggling that Democrats can continue to say more money is the solution. I have yet to find anyone who can answer for a lot of the crazy things that our government throws money at. And here's the other thing. There are a lot of things our government spends money on that very well might be useful. But should the government versus private individuals pay for that? I disagree. And so, and then people will go, oh, but it's just a little bit of money here and there. PBS gets a little bit of money. NPR gets a little bit of money. The Kennedy Center gets a little bit of money. But all of those little bits of money add up to a lot of money, Tom. And that's where Democrats seem to fall short of understanding the way budgets work. And Republicans these days aren't much better. You know, I'm reminded that we had a Republican majority for a while. We did not keep our promises to do better with the budget. And we never really seem to do that. We never seem to be the person who has the guts to cut these programs, knowing they're bad because the screaming, the objections are so loud.
Well, and the politics is just too juicy.
And the politics is, it's the third rail thing, you know?
Yeah.
If you can't cut Big Bird, well, Big Bird should be able to sustain on his own like every other cartoon and every other education programming out there does.
And then another level down, it's a lot of fun to argue over should you cut or not cut Big Bird, and now we'll revisit it next year.
Always. Well, always.
Another thing is, we're just going to take all the money and we'll split it to whatever. The thing is, though, is all the people that, we'll back you if you give us more money. Meanwhile, all the roads and all the bridges are falling apart and, you know, well, we don't have any money for that. We're too busy giving it to, all these other, like corporations.
It's the lack of priorities that really, at the end of the day, is my biggest frustration. Is there the government has very few actual constitutional duties, and among them is safety, but they have taken on so many things that they don't need to take on, and it's incredibly frustrating. Well, Tom, thanks for calling. We've got Ronnie hanging out on the line. Ronnie, how's it going?
Just fine. How are we doing today, young lady?
I am doing very well today.
I need a question answered.
All right. I might be able to answer it. I make no promises.
All right. When Trump was running in 16, they had a little place down here on Lawrence Street, a house or Perry Street or something. That's Trump campaign headquarters. Have they got anything like that where you can go there and get Trump shirts or caps? Or
I don't know that offhand, but if you give me a minute, I'll look it up and let you know. So if you will stay tuned, I will find out where the Montgomery headquarters are.
And not only that, but I'm going to tell you one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Navy. I've been around the world two times. I've done two tours in Vietnam. I know what refugees look like. And if these people in the United States don't get together and put Trump back in office, y'all going to be walking down the road with a sack on your back. And you're going to sleep on the side. And in the morning, you're going to get up, you're going to squat, and you're going to wipe yourself, snapping the two fingers. Then you get up and walk some more.
All right. The
only thing I can tell you, you better support Trump. He's the only thing standing between us. In communism, socialism, or whatever.
All the other things out that are going to harm and hurt our country. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Ronnie. I appreciate your opinion on that. The Trump-Tuberville campaign headquarters is at 515 South Court Street in Montgomery. Their hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 11 to 2. So if you are listening to me, you've got one more hour to get over there and get your signs.
515 South Court Street?
515 South Court Street. And that is according to the Montgomery County GOP. That their website is mgmgop.com. And they have a phone number. I'm going to give it to you. 334-221-7454. That, again, is 334-221-7454. And that is apparently where you can go to get yourself some Trump's in Tuberville information. You might want to call over there if you're going to get signs, if that's your interest, to make sure they have some. But their headquarters, it looks like, just opened September 15th. And they have limited hours, probably due to COVID, and then getting people actually out on the streets. If people are on, I'm hearing Trump people are on the streets. Maybe not so much with the storm, but do call them, check in, make sure they have what you're looking for. Thank you so much for the two callers for calling in. Before we go to the next topic, we're gonna hit a break a few minutes early and come back and get to the Attorney General stuff because again. Lots to unpack there. You've got April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris. Be right back.
We talk about it every day. Seems your love don't wanna come my way. I've been wrong so long and played little games. Just can't believe I could ever change. Just let
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Pepper Tree Shops. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, you have April Marie Fogle here, hanging out with Joey Clark. We are discussing the madness of liberals, put it bluntly. Randall's on the line. Randall's got an opinion on something. What's up, Randall?
Hey, girl. Hey, y'all, girl. And I keep forgetting this after 12. Jack ain't on no more. On the Donald Trump situation, there ain't no way in the world that he's not he's going to blow it out of the water. But the situation they're setting up is to make it, it's going to look like that he cheated to win. And they're going to say, you know, he used his political power, his savvy, his, you know, everything to heat, to cheat to get in there. Because you're right. I mean, with the Latino vote, the LGBT vote, and man, we ain't, don't even get started about the black vote. You're talking, you know, 35-40% at least. And it's going to look and like that he done the mail system like this to cheat, and that's how he won. Where do we go? What's the next move? What happened after that when everybody, you know, what they've been burning the streets down for, kind of, sort of, really, in all goodness, it's going to look like they was cheated out of it, out of this. What's going to happen? What do you think?
Well, I think that as long as every, and this is, one again, where it's incumbent upon us voters. If people show up to the polls, if people get their absentee ballots in when they're supposed to get them in, if people vote and do it correctly, and votes can be counted, and there isn't all this ambiguity. I'm always, always, always reminded of the Bush recounts in Florida. I lived through that. I was there in town. That was my first ever election, presidential election voting in, and that was awful. The hanging chads, remember? Hmm. The best we can do as a nation is, if you are going to vote by mail, to get your ballot in as soon as you get your ballot into your house, turn around, send it back in, make sure you do it the correct way, and have it be counted. The worst thing that can happen is a bunch of people sending in ballots to vote for or against Trump, and they do it wrong. Those ballots aren't counted. And then one or the other team, be it Biden or Trump, is saying, no, those should be counted, in spite of the fact they didn't do it right. So I don't think there's going to be a leg to stand on when you're talking about, questioning the elections, so long as everybody does what they need to do by voting correctly.
And is America America if we don't think the election's fair? Is that the that's the next question I have for you. Is that the end? I mean, that's what America's about, is free and fair elections. We get to put in office, but we couldn't find out. And this year we found out, more and more people have been coming to light, and it's really going to tear us apart this time. Because no matter what, one side going to say the other cheated. So where does that leave us as Americans?
Here's what I have always said. Our nation is stronger than any one person, no matter if that person is elected for 4 years or 8 years. And there have been times, such as the Bush election, such as when talking about who won the popular vote. There have been times people call sour grapes on the election. But as long as you, the voter, do your job and vote in a way, again, that there's no questions about it, there isn't going to be an issue. I think this election is weird in that we're talking about it so much before it, because that's just Trump's personality. He wants his voters to get out there and vote, and he wants them to do it right because I think part of his way of goading people is to say they're going to try to steal the election. Get out and turn out. Every single year, every single state has a tremendous undervote. People who are eligible and registered to vote who don't. I feel like he's talking to those people, which if you're in the elections world, you call them squishy voters. Sometimes they turn out, sometimes they don't. He ain't talking to you and me if you're one of those people who, like me, turn out for every election, including the random municipals or specials. He's talking to the squishy voters going, they're going to try to steal this election. I need you to turn out. And so I'm hoping there isn't a huge dispute over the election results because, again, election integrity is one of those things that, thank goodness, there isn't a lot of room for error in this country. Our secretaries of state, be it Merrill here in Alabama or any other secretary of state around the country, they are prepared for this. And they've been preparing for this, for the last 2 and 4 years. This is what they do. They protect the integrity of the elections. And no matter what Trump says, there are people in each and every state who is there just for that purpose. So I don't think it's going to be as big a deal as he's letting on. I think this is him blowing smoke and trying to gin up his people.
I guess everything's been questioned. Everything has become, it ain't his people that got worried. I mean, his people coming out, even Biden's people are going to vote for him. I mean, what they say, they may be saying they're going for Biden, but I promise you, when they pull that curtain, they marking Trump. Because some of the lies are too, right in front of your face. But there again, John Merrill's voice will not be heard, but CNN's voice and social media voice will be heard that Donald Trump stole the election. So, I'm gonna follow you closely because I hope that your track is the track that the Americans take, that we vote and we don't look back and we keep going. You know what I mean? But.
Feel like there's always going to be, and I say always, looking at what's happening nationally, there's going to be antagonists who are going to want to fight no matter who wins. They're going to say something is wrong. They're going to disapprove of something. They're going to, I feel like that's going to happen, especially if Trump wins. But again, we live in a nation where this is a very, very, in terms of worldwide elections, we have a sophisticated system. We do. We're not like winging this. We have done this. We do this regularly. I feel strongly that our election supervisors know what they're doing. And in spite of what Trump talks about, I feel like it's just going to be just another election day.
And Randall is a cherry on top to that. I think if anybody does try to push this in a way that breaks with the traditions April Marie just mentioned, it's going to backfire on them big time.
I agree. Well, I mean, and again, it's that sore loser kind of mentality. Yeah. And you didn't really, you know, Hillary has been the worst sore loser we have ever seen. And actually, I take that back. Gwen Graham down in Florida, if you want to see the sorriest sore loser I have ever seen in politics, she lost her election primary to Andrew Gillum. And for some reason, she still thinks she's relevant and whines all day, every day on Twitter about the job DeSantis is doing. And I'm like, hey, not only did you not win, you didn't even get out of your primary. Cut it out. I feel like the American temperament, especially nowadays when we're looking for solutions for the economy to rebound, for coronavirus to end at some point, when we're looking at all the things that are important and happening, we're going to be ready for this election to be over because we're going to be ready to move forward as a country. Democrats may whine and cry. I remember after Election Day when Trump was first elected, the number of people crying and whining and angry, and the weeks leading up to the election, all the people going, if Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. I'm leaving the country. I'm leaving. I don't know. I don't want to live in a country that would vote for Trump. Most of those people didn't go, unfortunately, just so we're clear. They're still here whining. But we're going to see that again.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Everybody but Tom Hanks, he stood up, he's gone. Girl, I just want to tell you, I want to call back and really talk to you. I mean, talk when I got more time about the Birmingham man, what you brought up earlier, and really get into it and not maybe, I don't know. I know you could go real deep into this, and I know how, you know what I mean, especially how you, the Muslim culture, you know a lot about it, you know what I mean, and I practiced being a 5%er before, and, you know, and that's one way we can walk this back, you know what I mean, get in there and do it with religion, because it looks like religion is maybe what split us, and not just politics is what I'm digging. I mean, it's what it's looking, because man, they use that. But anyway, I want to call back and really talk to you when you really want to put your heart on that about the bombings and who he worked for and the whole nine, girl.
You're
amazing. You hear me, Joy? Mm-hmm. Man, what? I don't know. I don't know how if I got a quilt. I don't know if my grandma was big enough to sit across the table from her. You know what I mean? I just, man, you lucky.
All right.
You lucky. Love y'all, man.
All right, Randall. See. Thanks for calling in. I keep saying we're going to get to the Attorney General in this Hillsdale speech because it is such an important speech. And here's what's important. I'm teasing this because we got to go to another break. But here's the thing about this Hillsdale speech. Not only is the speech itself phenomenal, and I've got it up here, the actual DOJ version of the prepared remarks, but the reaction of the liberals to the speech, and there's an entire story this morning about how out of context people are taking his remarks, because people do that for every Trump supporter, but this one seems to really set some heads on fire. We're going to come back from this break, and I promise, if you call me, I'm going to make you listen to this talk, this segment we're going to do, and then weigh in on that. We are going to talk Attorney General Barr when we get back. You've got April Marie Fogle hanging out here with Joey Clark, filling in for Dan Morris, who is doing fine, by the way. We will be back in just a second.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. We're going to get it. Home Depot, Lowe's, huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you got to be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? 6 weeks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty. But if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning Ford with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning Ford. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the effects of Sally are going to slowly start to fade out. There'll still be a few lingering showers around scattered across the area today. Cloudy with a high temperature up to about 80. Slight chance of showers tonight and Friday. They'll be widely scattered. Overnight low 68 up to about 81 tomorrow. Our weekend temperatures are very comfortable. High in the upper 70s Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll even a small chance, just a tiny chance both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. We've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris. Joey Clark on the board. I'm playing DJ, apparently.
Oh, sure.
Before we get to the Attorney General William Barr thing, we've got Joe on the line. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing good.
Good, good. I was just listening briefly to Randall.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know if a single Hillary Clinton supporter that is voting for Trump in this election. Do you?
I have seen some from the, quote, walk-away movement. So I'm on a lot of social media. And I've actually seen a lot of people that from the walk-away movement who tend to be...
What is a lot?
I say a lot more than generally switch Democrat to Republican. Usually people, once you've picked a side at an adult age, you stay on that side. But I'm seeing some LGBTQ people who are saying Trump has done a pretty good job with them. I say that, although a lot of the transgender people are upset with him.
Sure.
But a lot of the LGBT community.
Well,
LGBT.
Okay.
I've seen people who are, again, the workers who are impressed by what Trump was doing with the economy pre-coronavirus. Never ever going to win over the people who are passionate about their party. But the people who voted Democrat before because they thought the Democrats were going to help them change their lot in life in terms of moving around work-wise and economy-wise, I've seen people from that movement come over. Have you not seen that?
Well, no, I haven't seen that. Besides, the president has only campaigned to his base. He has not extended it to other people. If he gets 45% of the vote in November, it really would surprise me. I'm predicting a 55-45
interesting.
Vote nationally. it's just something most people have made up their mind. I think I looked at the Florida poll. They said 97% of Americans have made up their mind on who they're going to vote for. And if you 2-3% who have not made up your mind, I feel sorry for you.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I get Florida polls. So I do a lot of Florida stuff, a lot of Florida work in my day job. And I have been shocked. You know, at the gains Trump has made in the last 3 weeks in Florida. I mean, if he keeps going, right now they're neck and neck.
What did he run in 2016? 49% in Florida?
I'd have to look that up. I don't know offhand.
I think it's about 49%. And that would lead me to believe he also would get 49% this time around. the voting pattern.
Here's the thing,
don't change that.
It is very interesting watching, especially the play from the Democrats on Hispanics,
Florida's not a good example of Hispanic vote.
Of the what?
It's not a good example of Hispanic vote. Because of the Cuban population.
Well, here's the thing about Florida, and you will probably not find another Alabama person with as much Florida experience as I do. That's where I got my first 10 to 12 years of political experience was on the ground in Florida. The thing about Florida that a lot of people discount is, first off, you got a lot of Cubans who vote Republican. Puerto Ricans historically have split kind of half and half, I think. Although
they went overwhelmingly in 2016 Democrat.
Well, And I think they're going to do it again. I think Puerto Ricans are going to go very Democrat in response to Trump's response to the hurricanes. Because you had people who had to leave after the hurricanes and come over to Florida. And I think there's going to be a big, a lot more. And that's why where Biden was when he played the song the other day that got everybody all upset.
Despacito.
Yes. Yeah. He was talking to Puerto Ricans.
The latest thing on Florida is that 97% of Floridians have made up their mind. Only 3% have not.
Are undecided. So, but the gap has been closing.
That makes it a neck and neck race.
When you were right, Joe, about 2016, Trump got 48.6, Hillary 47.4, Gary Johnson, what is Aleppo, at 2.2%, and then others.
Florida's interesting to watch.
I just don't see people changing their mind on this election.
I don't see. Here's the thing: we got in the world of 2020. We've got three more lifetimes to go, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, for real. Nobody saw the George Floyd protest starting and then the aftermath of that. Coronavirus has been a hot mess. I just feel like I don't know what 2020's got in store for us. I think it is anybody's race.
I think 2018 is a good example. I think that's what 2020 has in store for you. Again, those same people have made up their mind. Particularly on Trump.
You know who Trump keeps talking to? Trump keeps talking to suburban moms. His tweets, suburban moms. Those suburban moms can and will change their mind and they are more inclined to change their mind based on what's going on at the time of the election. And where
I think it's fixed then. I think it's fixed. There might be 3% of them out there subject to change their mind. The vast majority have made up their mind who they're going to vote for.
Well, Joe, we will see. Okay. You and I are going to have to agree to disagree on this one. I think, again, 2020 has been a wild card year, and it will be a wild card election that will come down to the wire in some of these major swing states, which include Florida, based on what's happening in the weeks leading up. And, again, it's so hard to tell what's happening next this year.
But Joe, it's good hearing from you. It's been a little while. Good hearing from you.
Thanks for calling in, Joe.
Dan, I said hello and get well.
Absolutely.
I miss him.
Will do.
Okay.
And he'll be back soon.
You guys be good.
You too.
All right, so you were going to play this commentary on the Attorney General. Now, for those who are unfamiliar, Attorney General Barr, and they'll probably set this up a little bit, went to Hillsdale College, one of my favorite colleges in the country.
I've been taking a lot of their online courses.
Love them.
It's a nice refresher on history you might have thought you knew.
I feel like they are, I have learned a lot in learning what I do not know.
Sure.
Based on Hillsdale curriculum and the experts who kind of speak on behalf of it. So let's just start the clip.
Attorney General William Barr says elected officials should decide the response to the pandemic, not the scientists. It was one of a series of eye-opening statements that Barr made at a forum last night. He also lashed out at some of the Justice Department's own career officials. As Catherine Herridge reports, Barr also brought up slavery in the context of the coronavirus.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest.
At a conservative Constitution Day event in Virginia last night, Attorney General Bill Barr said this of quarantining nationwide.
It's, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
Barr suggested that politicians, not medical professionals, should guide the public during the pandemic.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representative.
In the wide-ranging discussion, Barr also criticized the Black Lives Matter movement.
Proposition, who can quarrel with the proposition Black Lives Matter, but they're not interested in Black Lives. They're interested in props. A small number of Blacks who were killed by police during conflict with police, usually less than a dozen a year, who they can use as props to achieve a much broader political agenda.
But to me, that was one of the most wow statements. Because let's just say, I mean, to be clear, I have made that exact point, just not that directly.
Yeah.
Many times. It is, wow. And kudos. It's that, like, Trump, I don't care what you say about me. Call me racist if you will, but I'm going to call a spade. And that's exactly what BLM is doing.
Yes.
Now, let's watch the spin. Let's listen to the spin on this.
Data shows that 250 black people were killed by police last year alone. Black people are more than three times more likely to be killed during a police encounter than white people.
Okay, the attorney again, I'm going to stop here. What they failed to mention were how many of those they're conflating statistics here, okay? They talk about the total number of killed and the percentage killed. What they don't talk about is who was armed, which ones were contested as maybe being wrong. Those numbers significantly lower. When you're talking about, if you're a law enforcement officer in a kill or be killed situation, which the majority of those were, that is a much different number. But let's not let the CBS worry about pesky facts.
Well, and I would point people to, it's Roland G. Fryer Jr., Harvard University, an empirical analysis of racial differences in police use of force. It's cited by many folks. And, you know, he does a breakdown. What they did there is they just took the raw numbers. And, of course, because the black population is much smaller than the white population, more white people are killed. So they're going based off the raw numbers. Roland Fryer tried to control for different things, so it's more of an apples-to-apples comparison. And Fryer, it's a straightforward academic piece. He finds actually whites are more likely to be killed by police, but he found that blacks are more likely to be harassed, verbal abuse, guns drawn, these sorts of things, profiling. So it's an interesting study that really controls for a lot of different confounding factors. But, of course, the press will talk
mislead as they can.
And it used to be, and I didn't really love these debates, it was before my time, but, you know, the welfare queen narrative, these sorts of things, which, I mean, welfare programs have been very imperfect and quite a trap for some generations. But it used to be, you know, people would say blacks are disproportionately on welfare, and the knockout, you know, riposte in the debate to that point was, yeah, but just all the raw numbers, more whites are on welfare. It's like, yeah, that's true.
There are more whites in the country.
Right. And so the way we use statistics in this country, what is it, Mark Twain, lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Yeah.
We are just so selective about it. That's why I think when you're using stats, go to some of these scholars that actually really control for things.
The welfare debate's interesting because one of the things you get into is how long is someone on a welfare program, and the tendency for whites to come on and off the rolls versus African Americans who stay on the rolls. That was something I remember back when these debates were going on. And as a federal, the legislature, Congress was trying to address, you know, how do we get able-bodied Americans back to work? And one of the big issues was the number of people who were just constantly on the rolls as opposed to those coming on and off and falling off. The big issue now, and that we'll have to get onto this at some point, is SSDI. I didn't realize until recently how many people qualify for SSDI and how many it is now a way to get prisoners who come out of jail and say they can't find a job. They'll find nonprofits that will help them get SSDI based on like ADHD or depression or PTSD that they acquired in jail. And that becomes their income, because they say they're unemployable with their violent history. And again, this is a policy area that needs to be changed. That said, going back to the bar.
And will also seem to take aim at some of his own people.
Our prosecutors have all too often inserted themselves into the political process based on the flimsiest of legal theories.
Barr criticized his prosecutors for political headhunting and defended criticism that he ever interfered in cases involving close associates of the president, like Roger Stone and Michael Flynn.
Letting the most junior members set the agenda might be a good philosophy for a Montessori preschool, but it is no way to run a federal agency.
And then denied he's ever interfered on Mr. Trump's behalf.
And I'm saying, what do you mean by interfere? Under the law, all prosecutorial power is vested in the Attorney General. And these people are agents of the Attorney General. And as I say to FBI agents, whose agent do you think you are? Now, I don't say this in a pompous way, But that is the chain of authority and legitimacy in the Department of Justice.
These remarks come as CBS News has confirmed that Barr encouraged U.S. attorneys on a call last week to seek federal charges for violent demonstrators, including the rarely used sedition law, which can lead to fines and imprisonment for anyone found guilty of threatening the U.S. government. Anthony?
Write some statement.
This is interesting because Dan has been covering this in detail, April Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I've been more and more interested in. And at first, I was a little skeptical of Attorney General Barr because he's very much believes in a robust executive branch, where I've always thought, hey, I'm a little more skeptical of that. But one thing with, like, the Comey firing, the way the special counsel was set up with the assistant attorney general, all, you know, Sessions recusing himself, we've really gotten to see, if you paid attention, to how the Justice Department, FBI, and the bureaucracy there in law enforcement works. And that point Barr made is something that's become clearer to me day by day. Well, the constitutional authorities have been really put on the back burner for particular parties, let's just say. But the constitutional authority is put on the back burner. And what is really running things is this sort of bureaucratic process that you can't find in the Constitution. These norms that have been built up. And if you have an AG who really believes what the Constitution says, what have they been? That's what he was responding to. Oh, he's interfering. It's like, no, the Constitution says you're an agent of me.
Right.
Not all these norms that you've built up. And it's this interesting war that's going on between what Barr, I think, rightfully views as constitutional authority and what establishment Washington views as the process.
Well, and that is a huge issue when you get to, and you're talking about the bureaucratic what Trump initially called the swampy deep state sort of thing of each of these agencies. And it happens in every single agency. You have, and a lot of people don't realize this, I'm talking probably in the high 90s, 90-something percent of staff stays the same year after year after year, Democrat or Republican. They are there. They're for life. They're their lifers. They might move around departments or, in this case, cases or whatever, divisions, but they're there for good. And so they are no longer thinking in terms of what was the original intent of the Constitution for us to exist or not exist, and what was how have we grown, how has this department or bureaucracy grown to be its own little beast?
Yes.
And that's what it is. They become their own little beast. And then, you know, you and I worked together for so long. Why are you doing it the way you're doing it? Well, because it's the way it's always been done.
Right.
And the person who taught me this way, and the person who taught them that way. And then you're going, but that's not the right way.
Right. And this beast, you've been closer to it than I have, but watching from afar, this beast is almost like, who really has the power? If elected officials come and go, appointees of elected officials come and go, and yet 90%, as you say, of the people stay there, who's really in charge?
Well, and here's what's interesting. So you have what you call the program offices, right? So if you're looking at an agency, any agency, be it education, HUD, state, you name it, right? You've got your presidential appointees, the head ones. So I'm going to give you a little bit of odd for those of you who aren't familiar with this. So you've got two types of presidential appointees. You've got your Senate-confirmed presidential appointees. Those are the ones you see, right? Those are the ones who make news. Then you have what you call Schedule C employees. Mm-hmm. Those are the little minion people. I was a little minion person, okay? So they go through the White House. You're employed. You have to go through the White House office personnel. You apply through the White House, and then you're kind of it's almost like assigned or dispatched to agency. Mm-hmm. Every agency has a White House liaison. The White House liaison then hires your Schedule C minions who work for the Senate-confirmed people. Okay. So every agency has, you know, and it depends on the agency, but anywhere from, you know, five to 15 of those Senate-confirmed people who, again, you know, you see. Sometimes once you get a little further down, those people are confirmed in batches. But at any rate, the minions who work for those people, and then the department heads. And so you're going to have a lot of department heads who then answer to somebody who then answers to somebody who answers to the president. But once the further down you go, the more in the mud and muck you're going to find these employees who basically will every time try to avoid the political person.
Yes.
Because their goal is to stay off the radar of those who are going to come and go.
And not really follow the orders, but don't disobey in a way that'll draw heat either.
Yeah, so when you hear, you know, a State Department official said this on background, a lot of times it's that non-political person who's in a room with the political people and just don't like what they're saying or doing. The agencies that the state, the FBI, the Department of Justice, we have seen more of that with Trump than I've seen in any administration since I knew these things existed, right?
Right.
So once you understand kind of the way they're set up, it becomes a little easier and clearer to imagine when you're reading an unsourced quote, go, that was somebody in a room with a political person who didn't like what the political person was saying.
And when they're in bed with the corporate press, talk about a beast unto itself.
Well, and it used to be that the corporate press would talk to the political people, and they have made relationships and inroads since Obama and into Trump that they never had before.
Right.
We didn't have this stuff under Bush.
Right.
It just didn't exist. I blew a commercial break, didn't I?
Yeah, but it's only a 30-second break.
All right, we're going to take this break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more Attorney General Barr.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A lot. Don't do that tomorrow. Come in earlier. You've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris, who is doing well, focused on his recovery. We may not be able to keep a good man down. He's coming back sooner than we expected. But you've yes. got me in the meantime.
Yes, and let's remind folks about Sweet Creek Farm Market. Yes, Lady Cream Peas. They were just harvested, folks. They're grown here locally, and they're delicious as a side or a meal unto itself. Lady Cream Peas, $19 for a half bushel. That's 5 pounds. So that is a heck of a deal. Also, Reed Ingram just took a trip up to North Carolina, brought back some Honey Crisp apples, yes. And they're very fresh, no herbicide, no wax. They're super organic, fresh. Just harvested as well. And don't forget all the great things over there at Sweet Creek, award-winning barbecue, everything. And be sure to tell us you want in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket when you call in.
We got a lot of callers who call in and not very many asking to be in the drawing. You guys got to remember when you call in, 272-9228. Call, chat with me. Tell me what you think of the Attorney General. Tell me what you think of any of the other issues we've talked about and get yourself in that drawing. I'm still a little bitter. You know what? I'm going to wait when Dan is back. I'm going to call in and get into the drawing in a week or two when I maybe don't disqualify myself.
Right.
But yeah, it is. We were talking about and listening to some of the remarks of the Attorney General at Hillsdale College. And the kind of the reaction to his speech has been from the left a lot of shock and awe that he had the what they consider audacity to challenge the way things are done and have been done for such a long time. And in my opinion, when you're talking about somebody besides Trump himself can be obnoxious for the sake of being obnoxious. When you're talking